We're officially in work session for 55-15, I believe. Senate Bill 50-15. And with the quorum being present, we'll go ahead and turn the time to Laura Byerly.
You have two handouts in front of you. One is in a memo format. The other one is a worksheet. And I've also put the presentation document in front of you. If you want to turn to the tab, it's called Packages. That may assist as we work through the recommendations and some additional information. And within that package tab, if you'll turn to page G8, kind of follow along with the detail as we're to the recommendations. The first recommendation,
what the tab is?
The packages. The first recommendation that I would like the subcommittee to review is the agency current service level. It would be to approve a revised current service level budget of $4,144,073 general fund, $72,514,599 other funds, $139,576,236 federal funds, and $1,339,076,011 non-limited other funds.
Spit it out, Daddy.
This amount is $641,237 lower than the governor's recommended budget current service level due to reduced rates for PERS, Attorney General, Human Resource Services Division charges, Secretary of State audit charges, and long-distance telephone charges. The current service level includes 1,361 positions and 1,289.38 FT full-time equivalent positions. These reductions that are mentioned in the current service level are also taken in any of the packages we'll be discussing as well.
Okay. Proceed with the last then.
The next recommendation would be within the Support the Unemployed program. If you'll look on page G10, the first package is on this page. Would be the department had a technical adjustment request to change essential package 040, which saves out some positions. It would like those positions to be changed to reflect 11 positions that they would restore under the fraud control fund package. Essentially, this process would remove positions from federal funding and shift them to the fraud control fund, and because these positions are actually performing functions that bring money into the department that can be paid for out of that fund. And then as a companion piece to making that technical adjustment, we request that the department, in the initial budget request, there was a reduction in 11 positions that were related to unemployment insurance workload. The department indicates that out of the 14 positions it received in the 1999-01 biennium, it did not utilize those positions because there were no workload increases that required that. Initially, we discussed eliminating the positions, but due to some more recent information, which is based on the March 2001 economic forecast, it looks like there is potential for those positions to need to be utilized in the 2001-03 biennium. Therefore, I recommend that these positions be continued, but that the funding for them be unscheduled by the Department of Administrative Services, and that as the department has a need for these positions during the biennium, and if the workload materializes, they would request staff to reschedule those funds. any questions?
Let's go back. Why don't we go ahead and work through current service level, if we could. Legislative Fiscal Office recommends. Representative Tattridge moves current service level in accordance with the agency's with Legislative Fiscal Office and the agency's discretion at a total of $1,555,310,919. Now, I didn't add those all up, but that's a combination of those four. Do you want me to go through that calculation?
No, Representative Butler, if you'll look directly above that figure, you'll see all those pieces.
I see all of those pieces, but I didn't add them up. So, with that, your recommendation includes 1,289.38 FTE. Representative Patrick moved current service level for the Employment Department. And that's on page, four of 20 in the walk. Midway on 4 of 20 is the total there. Are there any objections to the current service level at the 1.555 billion? Seeing none, so ordered. And then Representative Patridge, option package number 116.
Let me clarify. That is really an adjustment to essential package 040, which you would see on page 7 of 20. And I apologize. I realize that the whole punches I provided took out some of the page numbers. It's difficult to look at. The spreadsheet document.
My other committee, and I've asked also numerous times to change this.
I apologize.
Maybe the chair should revolt. Not you.
The chair should revolt, huh?
Anyway.
Most of the chairs are revolting. Most of the chairs are revolting, right?
If you look on page 7 of 20, which I believe would be unpunched so you could find it, and you look under package 04, mandated caseload, this is the adjustment I'm talking about. You cannot see the positions in these numbers, but what this is essentially is we're changing the makeup of the positions that will be phased out in this position. That's what the first bullet does. So the dollar amount is the same. It's just a different mix of positions that would be phased out.
Okay, now do you want to do that as a complete package, or is that that's a combination of package 040 and
06? It's the first piece of program option package 116.
Which is 11 positions and $1,219,814 reduction, and a reduction of 11 positions.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Representative Patridge now moves policy option package 116.
The technical adjustment to essential package 040.
The essential package 040. Okay, which ones have been 116? That's a reduction in the overall by 1,219,814 and 11 FTE. Is there any objections to the essential package 040?
I have a question.
Representative, or Senator Yee is recognized.
Did you say it's going to carry over to this?
That's the next little portion. We're doing a piece at a time. That's the next bullet.
There's
so
40,
it's going
44.
To be reduced, and then it's going to be at that point.
These are current packages that the department is using for fraud control activities. We're merely shifting the funds to become out of the fraud control fund. To do that, we have to reduce them on one side and establish them in the fraud control fund. This is the piece that takes the reduction prior to putting it back in.
Verlina explained it much more, much less complex manner than Laurie is saying.
It's worksheet.
is there any objection to the mandated workload essential package 040, mandated caseload reduction? Seeing none, you'll order that included.
And the next recommendation is related to the package. It's basically, this is not part of the budget. It's not something you will see reflected in the numbers. It is this 14 positions the department received last biennium to continue those, but unschedule the funding pending the increased workload. This would be for positions to support the unemployment insurance program. The economic forecast is indicating that there would be a likelihood for some of that activity to increase in the 2001-03 biennium.
14 positions and be unscheduled,
mm-hmm.
And that's part of the non-limited other funds would be in addition to the non-limited other.
No, that's part of that. Those are positions that are federally funded by the Insurance Administration dollars.
This is 116.
No, we're before that. We haven't got there yet. It's not a package. This is a little sidebar.
This is just the explanation.
So the recommendation here is to request staff to unschedule those dollars.
Okay.
Is there a number to this package?
No, there's no number. It's not a package because it's not something that shows up in the budget document.
And because there are federal dollars, we're requesting that those be unscheduled.
Correct.
Is there any question of that?
Of us, I think, Mr. Chair, are really struggling to keep up.
All right.
And
let's come back.
I'm sorry, you've got a lot of freshmen here. Would you help us?
Sure. Okay, well, I'm looking at the last bullet on the first page.
Right.
And I'm apologize, but I did not make it clear that this is not something you're going to see in the worksheet.
Okay.
This is related to mandated caseload fluctuations within the department. They do a calculation based on some federal guidelines that estimates what the unemployment insurance caseload will be like, and they adjust positions accordingly. Last biennium, they received 14 additional positions.
All federal funded.
All federal funded for workload. They did not use any of them. And they could potentially be phased out. But because there is potential for an increase in unemployment insurance workload this next biennium, my proposal is to keep the positions but to unschedule the funding until those are needed.
And the concomitant federal funding that...
Received as a result of...
Thank you. Now I'm with the program. Thank you.
But the action that Representative Patrick is proposing is, as the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends, is that with regard to the funding, federal funding, that that be unscheduled.
Right.
For
until
those
until the caseload numbers and the federal money show up.
And they will work directly with the Department of Administrative Services to get that money rescheduled as needed.
Thank you.
So Representative Johnson moves the unscheduled positions.
The joy of enlightenment.
The unscheduling federal resources for those 14 positions. Pending the forecast and the resources. Senator Yee.
Where does this show in the line item?
It's not a line item. These are positions that are within the department's base budget.
So there must be an amount, a dollar amount.
The positions were initially phased in for about $1.4 million last biennium, but those would have been adjusted for some inflation factors, so it's probably a current. It's probably a little bit higher than that. Mm-hmm. But this is just a portion of the ongoing budget that we're going to unschedule some funding on.
So you unschedule $1.4 million?
Mm-hmm. Or a little bit more, depending on the exact positions. I don't have that figure. It doesn't impact the base budget numbers in any way, the unscheduling action.
Mm-hmm. So what page is this on?
Just on page 104.
This memo.
One of 20?
No, one of
4. I mean, on the line item.
Actually, this may help. If you just perceive this as like a budget note rather than a piece of the
line item.
Process. It's not a line item. It's just a budget. It's a budget guideline or budget guidance.
Okay.
And it's got several bullets to it, Senator.
Okay.
So it's like unscheduling position versus unscheduling money.
It does.
Representative Patridge?
It's just unscheduling positions versus unscheduling money, basically. So they could have all the money, but they can't hire more people.
I apologize for not being more clear. We are unscheduling the money that's associated with those positions.
The positions exist in the budget.
It's like right now, no money on the position, so you have no way to fund it if you hire it.
Mm-hmm.
If the workload increases, the department would go back to the Department of Administrative Services, show them the increased workload numbers, and they would reschedule the funding for whatever range of positions within that 14 positions they would require.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they could fill those positions and proceed to handle the workload increase.
Where is money?
Okay.
So as to the second portion of the support of the unemployed, relative to the 14 positions and the unscheduling of federal funds, which we are pending, Representative Johnson now moves that we approve LFO recommendation. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Turning to page 204, and this is an line item, so we'll be able to find it on the worksheet. On page 8 of 20, would be the next page. Policy package number 116, fraud control fund. The recommendation is to approve a revised policy option package number 116, fraud control fund, in the amount of 2,120,482 other funds, 15 positions and 15 full-time equivalent positions. There is an information system fixed position package. The department had requested to make that permanent, but my recommendation is to keep that a limited duration position. This package has been adjusted for the standard rate reductions that we discussed earlier.
So there would be one limited duration position?
15 positions total, one of those is limited duration. These are, within this package are the 11 positions we discussed earlier. They're being moved to the different source of funding, as well as 4 new positions. One of those is the IS-6 position. So there are 3 new positions, or 4 new positions, 1 limited duration position in this package. These positions are funded out of the dollars collected by the department in the fraud control effort.
So how many do they have now in fraud control?
There's 11 that are identified to move into this funding source. There are other activities in the department that participate in the collection of overpayments and other types of adjustments. I don't have a total.
My question is, how many do they have currently? And how many do they have after the 15 positions are moved?
I do not know, Senator, what the total amount is, but this would increase the work or the positions that work on those efforts by a total of four, one of which is a limited duration position that would be removed.
How can it be a total of four?
That's the increase is four to the program.
Is that four plus the plus?
The 11 positions we talked about earlier,
we're
shifting those positions to the
right.
fund source. Those are currently existing right. filled positions, mm-hmm. revenue agents, employment
okay.
service representatives that
okay.
participate in collecting those overpayments and other fraud.
Okay. So as to the first bullet on page 204, then, that's this is for the fraud control unit. It's package 116. It's $2,120,482 of other funds. Now, those other funds, I thought those were federal augmented funds. But
this is a special fund for fraud control. This is in the department.
Within the department. Okay. So, of other funds, and a total of 15 positions, 14 full-time and one limited duration position. Representative Patridge now moves legislative fiscal recommendation as to the balance of the policy option package 116 fraud control unit at $2,120,482 other funds, 15 positions, one limited duration position, 14 full-time equivalency positions for a total of 15 positions. Any objections?
So, Mr. Chairman, so what is the total number of positions we have after the transfer?
Of the fraud positions?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. Yeah, there's bits and pieces and chunks of fraud positions. There'll be some federal fraud positions. Let's get to the problem. Ms. Crosley perhaps could come forward. Tell us approximately how many we have in fraud control
and
in the department.
With the transfer, what is the final amount?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, we're trying to really quickly look at our numbers, too. It looks like we have 8 revenue agents currently, so this would increase it by 2 revenue agents, and 3 of the positions that are of the 11 are clerical, office specialist, and office assistant.
Within the fraud control
within
unit.
Within the fraud control unit, correct. And I don't have the dollar amount with me.
I mean, what is the total, Mr. Chairman? What is
Sorry.
The total position after the transfer?
There would be 2 new revenue agents to add to the 8, so a total of 10 revenue agents, and then we'd be shifting the funding from federal funds to the other funds, the fraud control funds for the clerical people. And there's one, what we call job service representative, which is bilingual, to help with collections for bilingual staff.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be 8. Well, there's 11 total positions.
Certainly.
And that's the total the department has that works on fraud control.
On this kind of fraud.
On this particular
for the benefit
fund.
Control, yes. Mm-hmm. On the benefit side.
Senator Yee?
So, Mr. Chairman, so you have a total of 3 after the transfer.
A total
of 13 after the transfer.
We have a total of
11.
We have a total of 11. So there's 8 current and 4 new people. So a total of 11 people that would do fraud control.
There's 11. There are 11 positions that the department currently is using for fraud control activities on the benefit payment side. Currently, those positions are funded by federal administrative dollars. This package moves the 11 positions to the fraud control fund and adds 3 positions for a total of 15. Four positions for a total of 15. 3 positions are permanent. 2 of them are revenue agents. 1 is a clerical position. The 4th position is a limited duration IS position that would assist in some software program adjustments to get the unit to finally collect more payments. So the total in the package is 15. 11 of those are currently existing positions that are filled and doing the work. We're just shifting the source of funds to pay for those positions.
Some of these had been federal funds previously. Okay, that's
correct.
Where I was mistaken.
So the funding that's been shifting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
and you
have
11.
The funding is being shifted, Mr. Chair, and Cindy, you, the funding is being shifted for 11 of them. And then there's new positions that are being established out of the new fraud control fund, which is the new funding source.
Mr. Chairman, so revenue department is doing this. So why is employment division doing this also?
Mr. Chair and Senator Yee, Department of Revenue does not collect our overpayments. These are unemployment insurance overpayments, fraudulently paid out. Department of Revenue does not collect for the department unless they are determined to be eligible for refund offset. So an income tax refund could be offset on our accounts. But generally speaking, they do not collect our accounts. We are funded by the federal government to do the collections for fraud.
On the unemployment.
On the unemployment.
Thank you. Being no objections to that motion, we'll go ahead and so order. And packages 117, 21, and 23. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I just kind of want an estimate. I've got another committee that's already started, and my bills are up in that committee. I need to go testify, but I will wait if you think. Well, have any idea how long it will be?
We're probably not going to get through the whole thing.
Okay.
Well, let's try. I don't want to.
Why don't we get down through point number two?
Let's get through support the unemployed.
Okay.
And the next bullet you'll see is for policy option package 117. This is a continuation of funding for a limited duration package from last biennium. It has to do with the experience rate that new employers are given. They're allowed to adopt an experience rate for their unemployment insurance taxes from the previous employer. This simply continues the program, gives it 6 more months to get shifted over and taken care of.
Okay, 117, which is $250,039 of federal funds for 5 limited duration positions and 1.25 FTE. Are there any, Representative Patrick so moves, any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. 121.
This is a special READ Act distribution. As we've been discussing previously with the fraud control package, this is simply another fund shift. The federal government has set aside some dollars to be used for specifically to be not used for unemployment insurance compensation related activities. There is a piece of legislation that has to be passed to allow the department to use these funds, so this package is dependent upon that. The Joint Ways and Means Committee is putting together a bill that will incorporate the statutory change to allow this fund shift to occur. And so it shifts $3,945,705 from 3 positions and 3 FTE from different federal funds to this special READ Act distribution of federal funds.
Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation on Package 121 relative to special READ Act distribution, $3,945,705 with 33 FTE. Representative Patrick so moves. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Package 121.
I'd like to add for clarification that these are federal dollars the department receives as other funds, which is why you see them as other funds in the worksheet. The next policy option package is policy option package 123, mail services consolidation. The employment department has shifted some FTE to the Department of Administrative Services Mail Center. And this, all it does is transition those personal service dollars and make it a special payment. So they're now paying for those services directly. There is no impact of this on the budget. It's simply a adjustment in how that payment is made.
Representative Johnson. Now moves back to 121, mail service consolidation, which replaced the personal services expenditure of $99,792 with a special payment of the same amount. It's revenue neutral at this particular point because it just shifts the mail services over to the private administrative services, my understanding. Is there any objection on policy option package 123? Seeing none, so ordered. Ladies and gentlemen, we will carry over this work session until tomorrow at 2:30 once again, if we may. I'm sorry to keep doing this to you, but I think this is a way that we'll be able to get through both sets of the bills that we're presently facing. And what we'll do then is this is officially carried over. It is not presently posted, but it is officially carried over. By order of the chair, Senate Bill 5015 will carry to tomorrow's business at 2:30. We'll close this work here.